This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, March 15th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Climate plan still excludes wildfire smoke. Climate bill gets job killer status, and ag groups make their pitch. Dems reject bill on factoring wildfire smoke and climate plan. A Senate committee has voted down a measure that would incorporate greenhouse gas emissions from wildfires into the state's climate scoping plan. Siding with opposition from the Sierra Club, Democrats argued the Air Resources Board has been considering wildfire emissions through separate research, and the climate blueprint is not the right place. They worried the bill would shift focus away from disadvantaged communities. A UCLA study in 2020 found that wildfire emissions essentially negated nearly two decades of greenhouse gas reductions. GOP Assemblymember Bill Saley of Riverside argued that requiring CARB to consider the emissions in its plan would help with strategies to reduce the emissions and combat climate change. "I don't think the earth cares what the source of carbon is," says Saley. Now, what matters? Well, Republicans and agriculture groups have criticized the administration for prioritizing aggressive emission reduction mandates over reducing wildfires in the state. The California Farm Bureau supported the bill. Next, well, the committee agreed to reconsider the measure for one more vote. Cal Chamber labels climate bill a job killer. California Chamber of Commerce added another measure to its annual job killer list yesterday. SB 12 would require the state to slash greenhouse gas emissions 55% by 2030, ratcheting up the state's current goal by 15%. Cal Chamber policy advocate Brady Van Engelen argued businesses and residents are suffering an affordability crisis created in large part by the state's escalating energy costs. She called the proposal the wrong approach to take when the state is experiencing near-record prices for groceries, gas, and other goods. CARB investigated such a proposal when drafting its latest update to the scoping plan. It cited a lack of energy infrastructure, lagging technology, large job loss, and high implementation costs under the policy scenario. Western Growers and the Wine Institute also oppose the bill. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robble AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.roboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farm groups, we need Farm Bill funds. With Congress heading into a showdown over the federal debt ceiling, farm groups are staking their claim for funding for the next farm bill. In a letter to House and Senate budget committees, 400 groups appeal for sufficient resources to fund the bill, that including more meaningful, predictable farm safety net. The letter doesn't explicitly ask for a specific increase in funding or say where the farm bill funding should come from. Why it matters? Well, House Republicans are trying to write a budget resolution that would include deep cuts in federal spending, but they have an internal battle ahead over the details of that blueprint. This week, a group of House Republicans proposed to cut the SNAP by extending work requirements. Last week, the House Freedom Caucus called for cutting non-defense discretionary spending back to fiscal 22 levels and capping future increases at 1% a year. Now, a cap on discretionary spending would not directly affect most Farm Bill programs. Do take note, The top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican, told reporters yesterday that any increase in funding for commodity programs would have to be offset somewhere else. Grassley's going to push again this year for tightening commodity program payment limits, which could free up some money. Conservation Farm Bill priorities outlined by AgGRI. The AgGRI initiative is out with a set of Farm Bill recommendations intended to promote widespread adoption of conservation practices on working lands. The recommendations include establishing a secure data service to collect, link, and analyze data on conservation practices. AgGRI also calls for expanding access to technical assistance for implementing climate-smart agriculture practices. AgGRI also wants to use crop insurance to drive broader adoption of conservation practices. The Farm Bill is a major opportunity to advance policies that provide better information to farmers through innovative research and data, expand risk management tools, and build farm financial support for practices that build soil health and reduce farm risk. That, according to Todd Barker, he's CEO of the Meridian Institute that houses AgGRI. Groups oppose Booker pesticide bill. More than 400 groups have written members of Congress opposing a Senate bill that would ban neonicotinoids and paraquat and impose more stringent requirements on approval of pesticides. CropLife America, Responsible Industry for a Sound Environment, agribusiness associations, golf course superintendents, and many other groups signed on to the letter. The bill was introduced by Senate Ag Committee member Cory Booker, the New Jersey Democrat. Three other senators are co-sponsoring the measure, including Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Democrat, Bernie Sanders, the Vermont Independent, and Brian Schatz, a Democrat from Hawaii. Limits proposed for PFAS in drinking water. EPA is proposing limits for six PFAS chemicals in drinking water, which could force water systems throughout the country to spend billions on improvements. It's the first time EPA has proposed limits on any of the so-called forever chemicals. The proposal would not oppose limits on private wells. PFAS have been used to make industry and consumer products for decades, but exposure to them has been linked to a variety of severe health problems, and that includes cancer. More than 2,100 agricultural operations in 37 states were notified by the Pentagon in 2021 that they were within a mile down gradient from high levels of PFAS contamination from military bases. Finally, here's today's He Said It. People and farms will be forced to leave the state until we have reduced enough water demand to satisfy environmental interest groups. That Jason Phillips, CEO of the Fryatt Water Authority, on environmental regulations, quote, locking in a water shortage situation for years to come despite a wet winter. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, March 15th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Daly.